Good afternoon and welcome. It is indeed time for another edition of Three Tune Tuesday. I am, as always, your host Bonaparte, and Three Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, November the 12th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where everyone's welcome. Please, do come inside and make yourself comfortable. Picture yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and allow me to guide you back in time as we explore the theme of freedom through three timeless pieces. Freedom itself is a word with deep resonance, a concept that has inspired countless voices throughout history. This week, my mind runs up to it. Last week, we had an election in the United States, for better or worse. And as I record this, it is November the 11th, which is Remembrance Day in Canada, Armistice Day in the UK, and Veterans Day in the United States. And my thoughts go back to my grandfather, who volunteered to serve in the Canadian Army in World War II and landed on Juno Beach on D-Day. And even though I am no longer living in Canada, but I'm living in the United States as a naturalized U.S. citizen, I still take the lessons that he and that era taught me, and voting last week was something that I hold very, very near and dear to me. Freedom is something that requires courage, unity, and vigilance, whether in times of war or peace. One might question if it's worth fighting for sometimes, and it's my hope that by exploring our songs this week, we can all be reminded that yes, the freedom we enjoy is indeed worth fighting for. Today, our song selections reveal different facets of that ideal. We begin with a song to remind us of the bravery required to fight for freedom, an anthem that captured the spirit of determination as the United States joined the fight for liberty in World War I. From there, we'll turn to a song that reflects the warmth of home, the kind of haven that makes freedom worth defending. And lastly, we'll end with a melody that celebrates the everyday joys that freedom allows, those simple pleasures that bring people together. Through these songs, we'll gain a glimpse into the hopes, sacrifices, and small victories that defined the early 20th century. Hopefully, these songs and the spirit in which they were originally written and recorded will still resonate with us today. So let's begin with the song that stirred a nation's resolve back in 1917, and that is the song, Over There. This version was recorded by Billy Murray in 1917. Now imagine yourself in 1917. America had just entered World War I, and the sense of urgency and unity was across the entire nation. Freedom was under threat across the Atlantic, and Americans, many of them young men with their lives, whole lives still ahead of them, were being called to serve. Not necessarily to fight for the United States, but to stand up and be brave enough to fight for someone else. This song, written by George M. Cohan, became a rallying cry for soldiers and civilians alike. It captured the spirit of the time, an anthem urging bravery and resolve as the nation mobilized to join the global fight for freedom and democracy. Now, Billy Murray had a very distinct, clear voice and was the perfect messenger for Over There. Known as one of the most popular recording artists of the acoustic era, Murray's voice had a way of cutting through the noise, delivering every word with conviction and clarity. When he sang, listeners felt it. It wasn't just a song to him or to them, it was a call to arms, an appeal to protect freedom and stand against tyranny. Over There became not only a favorite on American soil, but an inspiration to those overseas. It reminded and still reminds everyone that freedom often comes with a price, and sometimes standing up for it requires extraordinary courage.
On the run, hear them calling you and me, every son of liberty. Hurry right away, no delay, go today. Make your daddy glad to have had such a lad. Tell your sweetheart not to pine, to be proud her boy's in line. Over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum-tumming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there, over there, over there. Send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.
Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Johnny, show the Hun you're a son of a gun. Hoist the flag and let her fly. Yankee doodle, do or die. Pack your little kit, show your grit, do your bit. Yankee to the ranks, from the towns and the tanks. Make your mother proud of you, and the old red, white, and blue.
Over there, over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums drum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.
Now that was Billy Murray and his rendition of Over There. It's a good, stark reminder that the fight for freedom is one that calls to everyone's heart, and it asks and demands that we act. Three Tune Tuesday is fueled and powered by Skeleton Brew Coffee. Skeleton Brew Coffee sales are what keep these vintage records spinning and allows us all to appreciate the sounds of yesteryear. Skeleton Brew is not just coffee, it's a brew with a mission. Every purchase helps support this show and goes even further. Right now, through the end of the year, 2024, they'll donate $1 from each bag sold to the Internet Archive. It's a crucial resource in preserving our shared cultural history. Skeleton Brew offers a wide selection of ethically sourced coffees to suit every taste, from light roasts that awaken the senses to rich, dark roasts that linger on the palate. And for the season, they've brought us three festive roasts: the Yule Blend, the Cozy Witching Hour Pumpkin, and the delightful nutcracker Yule Brew with a hint of pecan. Perfect, any of them, for a winter's day by the fire. And for those who love a good story, Skeleton Brew has a new Yule-inspired book, 'Twas the Night Before Yule. Right now there's a special holiday bundle with all three seasonal coffees and the book, and $5 from each of those bundles sold will go to the Internet Archive. So if you want to start your day with a rich cup of coffee and support the arts and us and the Internet Archive, visit Skeleton Brew at https://skeletonbrew.coffee. Every cup makes a difference. So as we get back to the music, and as we continue our journey through the ideal of freedom, we're going to turn to a song that reflects what's at the heart of that struggle. The song Home Sweet Home was performed by the Metropolitan Quartet in 1913. It's more than just a song about a place. It's a reminder of the comforts, the loved ones, and the sense of peace that make freedom worth fighting for. The ballad was written well before then, in the early 19th century, by John Howard Payne, and it became one of the most cherished songs in America. Its simplicity and warmth struck a chord with listeners everywhere, regardless of social standing. It's a song that speaks to something deeply universal, the feeling that no matter how far we travel or what trials we face, home is that place of safety and rest. It's a refuge, and it's a prize, and it's worth fighting for. During times of war, songs like Home Sweet Home held special significance. For soldiers facing the dangers of battle, or for families waiting anxiously back home, the song became a powerful reminder of what was at stake. It wasn't just about the houses themselves, but about the love, the memories, and the dreams that live within those walls. So as we listen to the Metropolitan Quartet's 1913 rendition, let's imagine those who heard this tune a century ago, holding close the image of their own homes and loved ones. This is the freedom that they long to protect, a freedom not measured by grand gestures or elections or verbose speeches, but by the quiet, precious moments that make life whole. Here is Home Sweet Home. If you're enjoying our journey back through time today, I invite you to visit our digital headquarters over at Blind Skeleton at https://blindskeleton.one. It's a place where the past comes alive, exploring the remarkable transitions in art, technology, and entertainment. Right now, we're featuring an in-depth blog series, The Evolution of Film Photography, tracing the history of film photography from its earliest innovations up through the early 1920s. For film enthusiasts and history buffs alike, it's a look at how this art form took shape. Those new blog articles will drop every Thursday, so please do go check them out. And every Friday, we post a review as part of our Friday Night Movie series, where we explore classic films that continue to captivate audiences today. We examine what made them stand out, why they still resonate, and then we have them available for you to watch on a Friday night. And for music lovers, of course, we dive into the world of early recording artists with our series on musicians from the acoustic era of phonographs. This series reveals how these pioneers created sounds and styles that defined an era and set the stage for the music we enjoy today. It's very much an extension of Three Tune Tuesday. If you'd like to immerse yourself in these stories, head over to Blind Skeleton and be sure to check back often as we continue to uncover the rich legacy of these timeless art forms. Now, as we wrap up today's journey into looking at some ideals of freedom from the early 20th century, we arrive at a song that celebrates the simple joys and leisure that freedom affords us. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. This version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game was performed by Harvey Hindermeyer in 1908. And it's more than just a lighthearted tune about baseball. It's truly an invitation to enjoy the fruits of freedom, gathering with friends, cheering for the home team, and relishing in a shared pastime that unites communities across generations. In the early 20th century, baseball was blossoming into America's national sport. It offered a place where people of all walks of life could come together. A day at the ballpark was an opportunity to forget the day's struggles, to sit shoulder to shoulder with neighbors and to root for a common cause. This is the essence of freedom, being able to come together, to celebrate, and to take part in experiences that are our own collective shared experiences. Take Me Out to the Ball Game reminds us that freedom isn't just about grand ideas, ideals, or battles. It's about the everyday pleasures that make life rich and meaningful. In its lively melody, we can hear the laughter and the cheers and the camaraderie that arise when people gather to simply enjoy life. So as we listen, let's remember to savor those small, precious moments that freedom allows. Here's Harvey Hindermeyer with Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Umpire, he was wrong all along, good and strong.
a too-too-too. Katie, Katie knew what to do. Just to cheer up the boys he knew, he made the gang sing this song. Take me out to the board game, take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes out at the old ball game.
As we close today's edition of Three Tune Tuesday, let's reflect on the ways these songs have illustrated the concept of freedom. We began with Over There, a call to action that captured the courage needed to defend freedom, even in the face of uncertainty and sacrifice. Then we turned to Home Sweet Home, a gentle reminder of what we're fighting for, the comfort and warmth of home, and the love that resides there. Finally, with Take Me Out to the Ball Game, we celebrated the everyday joys that freedom grants us, reminding us to savor life's simple pleasures. Each of these songs offers us a unique perspective on freedom, the willingness to fight for it, the things we cherish that make it worth fighting for and protecting, and the joys that it allows us to enjoy. I hope these melodies have stirred something in you, a reminder of the timeless values we hold dear. And if you really enjoyed Harvey Hindermeyer's version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, come check out Blind Skeleton on Wednesday when we'll do a deeper dive into Harvey and some of his songs. Thank you for joining me today on this journey through music and history. It's always a pleasure to share these tunes with you, and I hope you'll be back next week for another edition of Three Tune Tuesday. Until then, may these songs stay with you, echoing the enduring spirit of freedom.